Marcy Spiegel, former executive director of the New County Right to Life, and a great pillar in the pro-life movement.
Good morning. As Father said, I'm here representing Dubuque County Right to Life, and as their representative, I want to thank you for any past participation in our Roses and Lifesaver fundraisers. But I'm not here today looking for money. That's the good news. I'm here to answer the question, who is Planned Parenthood Incorporated? As the premier pro-life educational organization around, we know Planned Parenthood. Since they have moved to Dubuque in August, August 21st to be exact, we have a big job on our hands. Our mission is to get them out of our community. In order to accomplish this, we have set two goals. First, we must educate our community on the truth about Planned Parenthood. So I thank Father for inviting me here today. Our second goal is to provide a full-time pro-life presence in front of the clinic. The idea is to be there as a visible witness. There are several reasons to do this, which I will explain later. Since we openly admit that there are other agencies in town that provide the same services as Planned Parenthood with the exception of abortion, and Planned Parenthood says they're not going to do abortions in town, people ask us why we have singled them out. The answer was explained well in a letter to the editor by one of our board members, and I quote, "Most other organizations just follow the culture created by Planned Parenthood's ideology. Most others don't rabidly advocate for the killing of the unborn or litigate against any protection for those innocents. Planned Parenthood's health care is the money-making front for the promotion of its ideology. It creates its business by indoctrinating irresponsibility, lobbying for taxpayer funding, advocating for the right to kill. But you ask, aren't they doing some good things? Don't they help the poor? And isn't planning your family a good thing to do? Maybe, but Planned Parenthood Incorporated isn't. No matter what else they do, their ultimate goal is to sell abortions. Before going any further, let me explain that although we're against abortion, we understand why women have them. Abortions are sold to an unsuspecting public. Women are told that the procedure is safe, legal, and no one would ever have to know that they were ever pregnant. Unless you study it yourself, it's an easy choice in a crisis. Women aren't told that abortion not only rips apart their baby, but also their own soul and our society. We know the effects because we're the ones that are there to pick up the pieces. We help the men and women who are suffering from a past abortion experience. One can learn much about any organization by looking at its founder. Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, had three basic philosophies: uninhibited sexuality, birth control, in the broadest sense, meaning including abortion, and eugenics, the purification of the race through selective breeding. She didn't like large families, the poor, minority groups, Catholics, among others. Margaret received the Humanist of the Year Award in 1957 for spreading secular humanism. There is no proof of God. There is no heaven or hell. She believed in situation ethics. There is no right or wrong. It depends on the situation. You decide for yourself. Planned Parenthood still ascribes to her philosophies. As an organization, they are spreading free sex and secular humanism to this day. They have never separated themselves from her or her philosophy. From the beginning, she publicly separated herself and the organization from abortion. Society wasn't ready. Privately, she promoted it and worked for it. Planned Parenthood today is no different. We oppose Planned Parenthood in spite of the fact that they aren't doing abortions in Dubuque because they act as a pipeline to abortion. no matter what else they do, their ultimate goal is to sell abortions. They are the nation's number one provider. While abortion numbers have been consistently going down, Planned Parenthood numbers are up. They provide fewer than 6 adoption referrals for every 1,000 abortions. They're not about offering choice, but about promoting abortion. Planned Parenthood is behind every legislative effort to keep abortion legal, and they oppose any legislation that puts any restrictions on it. They're not about offering choice, but about promoting abortion. Planned Parenthood has also been behind any legislation to make or keep pornography legal. Abortions aren't necessary if people aren't having sex. They support all pro-abortion candidates regardless of their stance on other issues. And their influence is tremendous. They have a $1 billion budget. One third of it comes from us taxpayers, $330 million last year. Planned Parenthood is big business. Their business plan doesn't start with abortion, but with sex education, values-free sex education. Sex education that promotes premarital and extramarital sex to all. No matter that God's plan and thus the best sex is found in marriage. No matter that sexually transmitted diseases can kill. No matter that the emotional risks include severe depression, which leads to suicide. When they come to educate our children, they're really there to indoctrinate them with their philosophy. They're out to undermine our moral values and those of our children. Sex is okay unless you get pregnant or have a sexually transmitted disease. Their sex education creates the need for contraception, the need for safer sex. They're not about education, but about indoctrination. A major part of Planned Parenthood's business is the distribution of so-called contraceptives. And I say so-called because chemical contraception can fail to prevent conception and can and does often cause a very early abortion. Birth control is a big money maker for them. They pride themselves on their confidential services, meaning that parents are totally left out of the equation. Planned Parenthood suggests that they know better than parents. Parents will do everything in their power and scope of knowledge to protect their children from harm and will not want them using chemicals with major side effects of heart attack, stroke, cancers, among others. They will not want them to have an abortion if they know the spiritual, emotional, and physical effects. Not only that, but contraceptives create the need for abortion. If one's mindset is, I can have sex without getting pregnant, then when one gets pregnant, and I say when because contraception fails, Planned Parenthood is there to solve the problem with abortion. Birth control is a big money maker for them, and it's more important to them than women's lives. Planned Parenthood is big business. They promote pornography and uninhibited sex through their sex ed programs. They create the need for contraception and the need for abortion. Both contraception and abortion are big money makers for them. Currently, Planned Parenthood affiliates are under investigation for fraud, racism, and for covering up statutory rape. They're not about helping women, but about making money for themselves. They're not about offering choice, but about promoting abortion. Hopefully, I've shed enough light on Planned Parenthood that you now agree with our mission to get them out of town. I ask you to help us accomplish our first goal, to educate the community by telling friends what you have heard today, or by inviting Dubuque County Right to Life speakers to any clubs or organizations that you might belong to, or even a staff meeting if you work at a school or a healthcare agency. But what I really need help with is accomplishing the second goal, to provide the full-time presence in front of their clinic. Call it what you wish, picketing, praying, protesting, but the idea is to be there. The reasons for doing this are, first, that it becomes a visible rallying point. Our physical presence serves as a sign that Planned Parenthood is not welcome. Second, Planned Parenthood is not a good place to work. Think about it. They're dealing with clients who are in a crisis or dealing with diseases such as cancer or sexually transmitted diseases. They are scared and depressed or angry. With protesters outside, workers don't really want to go to work every day. No one likes feeling unwanted. Which reminds me, we have to always remember that we're fighting Planned Parenthood, the entity, and not the personnel. They may feel like they're doing a needed service, and they need our prayers. Third, our presence takes away the confidentiality of their confidential services. Anyone entering will be seen and might worry that that person knows their mother or sister or cousin, and they may decide it's not worth it to go in. But the most important reason to be there is because it works. We know other pro-life groups that have been successful in getting Planned Parenthood out of their community with this technique. But it only works if we're persistent. We need to be there full-time, whenever they're open for business, in good weather and in bad, 40 hours every week. And I'm here looking for volunteers. You don't have to worry about getting into trouble. It is our civil right, and we've discussed our plan with the police, and they're they're keeping up. We're doing what they say. And we have written information about the do's and don'ts, which are very easy to follow. And if what I'm looking for is, and if you sign up, we have written information for you. What I'm asking for is people to sign up for 1 hour a week, if that's at all possible. If that's too much, then every other week or once a month, whatever you can do is okay. If you let me know when you can be there, and then if you cannot be there, all you have to do is call, and I'll take care of getting subs if needed. I'll be in the back of church after Mass with some brochures to help you or to answer any questions if you have some. Or if you can't stay, you can call Dubuque County Right to Life for more information. The daily meditation in the Word Among Us for today's readings states that in the desert, Jesus was out of his comfort zone. So if this takes you out of your comfort zone, consider whose company you'll be in. You will have friends there too. Many from this parish are already helping us out. And maybe if it's hard for you to decide to go, someone will go with you that's been doing it. Or maybe you can do it as a sacrifice for Lent. It's a good time to give it a try at least. One last thing, an extremely important thing for every one of you to do is to pray for us in this endeavor. Pray for those out picketing. And most especially, pray for a change of heart for everyone who believes that abortion is ever an acceptable solution in a crisis pregnancy. Thank you.